When Chris Kenny died, his brother Rob Kenny and a few friends made a video slideshow of his life. It's filled with old family photos of when they're kids.
He's in the green.
Of their home in Pelican.
Our house was always full of kids all the time.
There are pictures of giant halibut and king salmon towering over the brothers as kids. Their dad was a commercial fisherman, and the brothers spent a lot of their childhood on a boat.
He was such a hard worker, man. He worked so hard. Even when we were little kids, he's really hard worker.
In the pictures of Kenny as an adult, he's always with one or more of his kids. He had three, a daughter in her 20s and two school-age children. Rob Kenny says his brother devoted himself to raising his two young kids.
Sometimes I forget he's gone and want to call him and ask him, you know, hey, can you go help mom? You know, she just called me and I can't get over there. And I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, so that makes it hard.
Kenny was born May 18th, 1964 in Juneau and raised in Pelican and Washington State. After high school, he worked on commercial fishing boats. He was a wood and ivory carver and won ribbons for his art at Alaska State Fairs. Lieutenant David Campbell says Juneau police are investigating Kenny's death as a homicide, but he says they don't know enough to call it a murder, which requires intent. Around 5:30 a.m. on November 29, 2014, Juneau police received a 911 call that a man had been injured with a knife in a Greening Park apartment. As an emergency crew took Kenny to Bartlett Regional Hospital, officers were dispatched to reported explosions around town. When Kenny was pronounced dead at the hospital, police returned to the apartment. They had left it unattended for about 30 minutes. Kenny's 911 call came from a 26-year-old woman who Rob Kenny says was his brother's live-in girlfriend. Three children were also in the apartment, Kenny's two younger kids and the girlfriend's toddler. Campbell says the knife they believe was used in the stabbing was found in the apartment, and police have it. More than a year later, police are still trying to piece together what happened.
What we know is that he had been stabbed, but what exactly led up to the stabbing or why he was stabbed or who he was stabbed or whether he stabbed himself are still yet to be determined.
The state medical examiner's report says the cause of death was a stab wound, but it leaves the manner of death as undetermined. Kenny's brother, Rob Kenny, writes off the suicide theory.
He was such a positive person. There was no way he was going to stab himself. There was just no way that he thought that way on the account of his kids for the biggest reason.
Besides the Kenny homicide, Campbell says four detectives are working on three other homicide cases, a shooting in October, a double shooting in November, and a stabbing earlier this month. Arrests have been made in two of these cases. No charges have been made on the Kenny case, and Campbell says police might never get to that point. He says the department continues to chase leads concerning one person of interest. He anticipates things coming to a head within 2 months.
There are certain things that the detective is hoping to do, very specific things they're hoping to do. And if it turns out that those things, you know, wrap up relatively soon, then he'll probably either, you know, get charges or move into the cold case, depending on which way those last couple things break. I mean, the lion's share of the work has been done, but some of the really key questions are still floating out there that we're hoping that the last little bit of follow-up will reveal to us.
Campbell notes local police have three cold case homicides, Cindy Elrod in 1983, John Jack in 1988, and Daniel Brooks in 2000. Rob Kenny says he and his mom are tired of calling Juneau police and hearing no new developments.
Patience is a hard thing to do when you're reminded of it with small children that missed their dad.
He feels constantly unsettled, not knowing how his brother died.
I would like to gather my family and his children and at least put closure to it, spread his ashes. The ashes sit over there.
Rob Kenny points to a small table stand near the kitchen. He doesn't want to spread the ashes until he knows who killed his brother. He says his parents are getting older, and before they're gone, he hopes to be able to tell them that justice has been served. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.